My name is Carly, and I am a first-term student in the Diagnostic Imaging Program. Some challenges I think that new students face, I think first off would just be that there is just a ton of information to learn. I'm really glad that I anticipated that this program was going to be a lot of work, because it is. And if you think about the volume of, you know, information that you would cover in, say, an anatomy and physiology class, I would say it's easily 3 to 4 times that is what you're working with on a daily basis. And I guess one of the challenges I think that all students face, myself included, is just figuring out, you know, what's an effective way to study, because I need to remember this. This is not a binge and purge type situation where you're just remembering something to write it down for the next test and then you can forget about it, because in this program, everything that they present in class is something that you need to know and something that you need to remember and something that, you know, 6 months from now you're going to have to know when you, you know, get to clinicals and the radiologist asks you, you know, what is that, or how did you position this patient for this particular exam.
So how did being a student in the diagnostic imaging program change your life personally?
I think one of the biggest challenges is finding enough time in the day and just figuring out how to schedule life in addition to school. If I think about sort of a typical day in the life of, I get up at 5:30, I get ready, I start studying by 6:30, I work until 9 o'clock and that's when I leave for class. And then I go to class, and I'm in class for several hours until probably 2 o'clock, and then I come home and walk the dog and get the mail, and then I sit right back down and work on schoolwork until dinner time, and then take an hour off for dinner, which is nice, and then work until bedtime, which is usually about 10 o'clock. So far as, you know, making time I have, or making sure that I have time for family and friends, I really have to schedule it, which was difficult to do at first, realizing that I need to schedule dates with my husband again, or deciding that I can meet a friend for coffee for an hour on a Saturday, and just sticking to that, because time really is very precious. And if you don't put the time and effort into meeting the requirements of this program, it's just, you know, it's going to snowball, and if you get behind one tiny bit, it just gets really hard to catch up.
So to be successful in the program as a student, what do you feel the important skills are?
There are many skills I think a student needs to be successful in this program. One is that you really have to be organized. You have to know exactly what you need to do to be prepared for class the next day. You need to know what's due and when, and, you know, plan ahead to study, because if you have a quiz on Friday over something, you can't cram the night before. You need to make sure that you know, study a little on Monday and a little on Tuesday, and, you know, do a little bit every day to help keep up. You know, there are quizzes pretty much every day, and in one class or another, you're going to have a quiz every day. So being able to just sort of figure out how to best organize your time and your materials, that's huge, because you're going to get a lot of papers and print out a lot of notes and write a lot of notes of your own, and making sure that you know where things are so that you're not spending a lot of time looking through stacks of piles trying to find that piece of paper that you need to turn in is important. I think it's important that you have a positive attitude. Every day is a challenge. You have a lot of things coming at you, and if you start feeling down or getting down or feeling like you can't do something, it's going to make it really hard to get back up there and learn that information. So got to stay positive and remind yourself that you can do this, you can learn this, and you will.
What motivates you as a student?
I'm motivated by thinking about where I'm going to be 6 months from now and thinking about what I want to be doing and that I want to be just the best red tech that I can be, and the only way to be the best for each patient that I work with 6 months from now, the best way to do that is to prepare myself now. So that's what I'm constantly working towards. I need to know this so that when I get that patient who needs a pelvis x-ray or that patient that needs a x-ray of their fourth toe, I know. I think it's really important that you have a strong support network. You need to have family and friends that understand what you're working towards, and that you're having to give up time with them for now, and that one day you will see each other again and have more time for each other. But just the fact that they know that you're not going to be available and they're willing to support and encourage you is important. That new students need to be aware of is that it's really, really important that you're able to receive feedback and that you're willing to receive feedback. There's a lot of assignments where you have to videotape yourself, for example, and think about how you could improve and what you might change, and then you do submit that to your instructors and then they watch you. So I know it's a little self-conscious to watch yourself or have somebody else watch you on a videotape and then get feedback about what you need to work on, and so you really need to be able to be open to that and recognize that you're here and you're still learning and changing and getting better. And when they point out those things that might seem kind of negative or kind of embarrassing, that they're just doing it to help you and to help you become a better student and a better rad tech.